Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Let us reach out to Him right now. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Come on, let's just for a little while, let's entertain the presence of God. God wants to do something special in this house. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I have no doubt that God is healing in this service today. I have no doubt that many of you that came up here, you're going to have a testimony that God healed you, touched you in a very special way. I have a burden to bring to you today. It's not just empty words that I'm speaking to you today, but I bring you the word of the Lord that I believe that God gave to me. I told the staff in the meeting room, I said, unless the Spirit of God draws, it's empty and wasted effort. But there's a Spirit here. There's a drawing of the presence of God. Hallelujah. No man comes to God except the Spirit draw him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3 and beginning with verse number 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for thou calledest me. And he said, I call not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli, and he said, here I am, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down. And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel. Samuel. Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Hallelujah. Praise God. You can be seated. There's a call of God in this house today. The Bible is so full of interesting and compelling stories. Like this one that I read, it's something about when you read it, it begins to grab hold of you. And in this one of Samuel, it tells the story of a mother that is determined for her son to have a destiny with God. The storyline catches our eye with this leading verse. Eli was losing his sight because of age. And it says, just before the lamp of God went out in the temple, God called to Samuel. Other translations seem to take a pragmatic stance and declare that the oil lamp in the temple was just about to go out. You know, just one of those things. They put oil in it, and in the process of time during the night, sometimes the oil goes out and the lamp goes out. First of all, doesn't that seem odd? Nobody just goes to sleep and lets the oil lights burn themselves out. I'm sure in your house, well, unless you're night owls, in your house, when you go to bed, you turn the light out. Now, my wife would open the blinds and let all of the light in if it wasn't for me. But especially, you wouldn't leave an oil light burning, especially in those days, to go to sleep. Man, they had no protection. There wasn't any carbon monoxide alarms. There was no fire alarms. So it just seems to me that you would shut the light off, that you would extinguish the light before you go to bed. And I believe this writer lets us know that just before God's contact with man through Eli was extinguished, God called Solomon. I'm preaching to you today the reality of God's calling to you. The reality that God is calling this day. The reality that God is speaking to you and speaking to me this day. To young Samuel, it didn't seem real. He didn't know God's voice and couldn't understand that it was really God. He mistakenly thought it was Eli and ran to him and he said, "Here I am. I know that you call me. What do you need?" And Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go lie down." Once again, God calls Samuel and he runs again and said, "I heard you. You did call me." But Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go lie down." And then the third time, God called. And Samuel ran again to Eli and said, "Here I am. I know this time that you called me." And it was at this time Eli perceived that it was the call of God to him. And Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down. And when the Lord calls again, speak and say, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth." You know, as Samuel struggled with the reality of God's call, each of us face the same things. Does God know where I'm at? Does God understand me? Does God really care about me? Amen. And everyone in the sound of my voice this day, whether it's here today, whether it's on a podcast somewhere that somebody's listening, I say to you under the power and the word of the Lord that God is calling you today. If you hear my voice, God is calling you today. God has you in mind today. He's calling to you. In a society that we live in today, people have a hard time determining what is real and what isn't. Words like alternate realities, parallel realities, quantum realities, and so on dictate the thinking of the day. What is really real? We've heard of virtual reality, a computer-generated simulation of a three-dimensional image or environment that can be interacted with in a seemingly real or physical way by a person through some sort of device. Everything becomes staged. The movies, the media, life itself is just one big stage. Is it real or is it not real? What is real? What is fake? I even saw an ad for Burger King. And it says a plant-based patty that tastes like the real thing. My Lord God, that's an abomination. Everything has got an answer. Everything that is real has got something just like it. Everything. What is real? What is fake? We wrestle with those words. We wrestle with those things. What is real? Is there really a God that cares about me? Is there really a God that understands and knows where I am right now? I feel so numbed by the leaving of the presence of God. I feel so numbed by the hour and the stuff that is going on and the junk of the world, the stuff you're going through right now, the things that you're facing right now. Somebody is struggling with this. Somebody is wrestling with this. What is real? Does God really touch people? In a world that has become so fake, people have trouble distinguishing between what is real and what is not. I don't know if you could really understand. But in this place, I told my wife, I almost every night, almost every Saturday night, I come over to the church, make sure heaters are on. All these are programmed in the new church, but I like to check them anyway. You know, I check to see that the time is there. I check to see to make sure the heat is on. I check to see, even though they're programmed, Pastor Jason, and they'll come on by themselves, they need somebody to check on them. Just saying. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I love to go to the church after dark. I walk through here, back and forwards through here. Oh, man, I revel in it. I love it. Is it scary? A little bit. Especially with the lights off. Are the noises? Yeah. There's always people around here. There's spooks everywhere all throughout this building. Hallelujah. And I'm not kidding. There's angels all in this place. I came often. I talk about this, but I came Saturday and I was praying here Saturday morning, and man, they were here everywhere. I could feel them. I could see shadows everywhere I turned. I could see, and I been around enough to sense the presence of God, and that God is moving and God is touching, and God is ministering. The presence of an awesome God is here today. I want you to know that. The presence of an awesome God is in this building right now. The presence of a holy God is here. God is not some fake. God is not some facade that you've got to somehow get through. But the presence of a mighty God is here right now in this house. Hallelujah. Not only is he here, but he's calling for you. He's calling your name. I'll never forget. A few years ago, I sat straight up in bed because I heard God call my name. One of the few times that has ever happened. But he called my name just as clearly. And I knew it was him. God is calling you. He may not mention your name personally today, but there is a quickening of his spirit that is upon you. There is something right now that is moving inside of each person that is in this place. He's calling you. Society has numbed us. Facades and fakes have confused and disappointed us. But I want you to know that the Christ of Calvary, the Savior of the world, that died for you, that you might have life, and that more abundantly, has not forsaken you. He's not left you alone. He's not vacated the premises. But the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God on Calvary's hill, the God, the Jesus that we serve, loves you and cares for you, the Savior of the world. You don't have to just go through the motions. There is a real call of God in your life right now. You might say, well, Pastor, I don't really feel anything. Can I just tell you right now, that's a lie. Satan has stolen your reality. Come on. All you have to do is say, here I am, Lord. Oh, God, all you have to do is reach for him. Hallelujah. There's some of you that seems hopeless. There's some of you that it seems like that God's a million miles away. Understand he's right here, right now, for you. And he's calling you. Come on. Here I am, Lord. Let the Spirit of Almighty God wash over you. Let relief from your stress, from your trouble, wash over you. Allow your emotions to flow again, because God does really care. God is really concerned in what you're going through and what you're facing. And he's calling for you. Could we stand? Hallelujah. He's calling for you. As I've seen over and over in this house, the angels of the Lord move and minister. As I've watched the shadows of the spirits, ministering spirits, move. The Spirit of Almighty God is parked in this room. The Spirit of the Lord of Lords is here. And just like Samuel, a long, long time ago, as God began to call, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple, just before the lamp of God began to fade and extinguish, God called. I don't know where you're at today. I don't know everything you're facing. But I do know that God spoke to me in particular, that there are some souls here today needing assurance from God Almighty. There are some people here today needing the voice of God in your life. If you're listening to me on podcast, understand God cares for you. As I make an invitation to these people today to call to God, you do that where you're at. and watch as God comes into your life, wherever you're listening to this. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, you are here. Is there someone? Is there several someones? As the Spirit of God rests upon this place. Wow. You can feel it. Wow. The anointing of God Almighty is here. Could you step out from where you are as you make your way up around this front? Here I am, Lord. God, if you're calling my name, Lord, I'm here. Jesus. Oh, chikaroto sotore kiei. Come on, all across this building. Would you pull out all the stops? Would you allow the presence and power of the mighty God to speak to and through you? Here I am, Lord. Lord, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I'm here. God. Hiore casatare yada. Helele olo loyolo satore casapopoye ala la liala. I bind every spirit of distraction right now by the power and the authority of the name of the Lord God. And I loose the presence and power of God to move upon this church today. Hallelujah. I bind every voice in the name of Jesus by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. I bind every voice, but the voice of God as God speaks. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.